So did anyone spot in that song, how is God's plan fulfilled? Anyone spot that? Ooh. Oh, yep. Yeah, well, it was through Jesus it said it was fulfilled in Christ the man. So it's all about God's plan being fulfilled. Now, you might need your Bible open for this. So it's Luke chapter 24, and I'll give you a hint. It's on page 1062. So I'll just give you a minute to find that. Page 1062. You might need this open for answering some questions. And it's verses 36 to 49. It's a little bit that we acted out here. It's right at the bottom. So keep that open. Keep your finger there because there'll be some questions. So if we can have the next slide. There we go. Ghost busting. Okay. Who can tell me some of the ways Jesus helps his disciples understand that it's really him? Okay, he suddenly appears among them. They think he's a ghost. How does Jesus help them? Yeah, so, well, he shows them his hands and feet. Why do you think he particularly showed them his hands and feet? Daniel? Yeah, where he's been nailed to the cross. So they know it's the Jesus who had been on the cross. And then he says to them what you said, which was, touch me now, very gently, just gently poke the person next to you, just to make sure they're flesh and bones and not ghosts. Yeah, they're all flesh and bones. Excellent. Okay, so Jesus was showing them it was really Jesus, the Jesus that had died and risen again, but he was also showing them that he was real, he wasn't a ghost. What else did he do to show he wasn't a ghost? Brilliant. Why does that show he's not a ghost? Yeah, you would just see it going, you would just, yeah. Ew, but it's weird, it's a bit like Scooby-Doo, isn't it? Okay, so Jesus is really keen to show the disciples it's really him, it's really Jesus, and that he's really real, okay? Why is it so important that he does that? Because we spent quite a few verses on that. Why is it so important that Jesus shows it's really him and he's really real? Yeah, he said to touch him and that's how they knew he was really real. Jacob, did you have an... Why is it so important, though, that he shows that he's really real? Yeah, he's just dying and it was amazing, wasn't it? These people were just like us. They weren't used to people coming back from the dead. Okay, they were just like us 2,000 years ago. That didn't happen, just like it doesn't happen now. So Jesus needed to show them he was really real. Well, because he is the center of all God's plans. It's like Jesus then went on to tell them, didn't he? He said to them, have a look in verse 40. Sorry about this. Old age. Verse 44. Can't read the verse numbers. Didn't he said, remember, this was the scroll that he had with him, and he said, everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Where would we find all of these? Where would we find all of these? Yeah, which bit in particular? Old or New Testament? Brilliant, Old Testament. Jesus says, all of these bits of the Old Testament speak about me, about Jesus. All of these speak about Jesus. And they say, everything must be fulfilled that is written about me. So lots of things are written about Jesus in these books in the Old Testament. And he says, they must be fulfilled. Anyone, that's a strange word. Does anyone know what that means? What does that mean? Well, yeah, these things that are written about me need to come true. Brilliant, yeah. These things written about me in the Old Testament, which was written hundreds of years ago, need to come true. And he says, and in fact, are coming true. Can we have the next slide? Yeah, there we go, mind-blowing. What did Jesus do to help the disciples understand? Have a look in verse 45. Yeah. He opened their minds. What do you think that means? Doesn't mean he did brain surgery on them, okay, on the end. Yeah, he did. He spoke about it. Yeah, what were you going to say? He's teaching them how the Old Testament points to him. He sat down and he got out his scroll that he'd have things written on, and he said, "Look at this in Isaiah. This talks about me. Look at this in the Psalms. This talks about me. This all said what was going to happen, and it's happened. All the things that have just happened, those." Events that we had from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all those things have just come true. And that's why they needed to know he was really Jesus, because the whole plan was all about Jesus. And he said, look, it is really me, and all these things have really happened. And this is God's plan. It's all coming true. He opened their minds. Now, that's really interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes I think, we think, right, if I just try really hard to understand the Bible, it'll all be clear to me. But actually, this teaches us that we need Jesus to help us. So don't worry if you've tried reading the Bible and thought, I don't really understand this. It's all a bit, I don't quite see how it all fits together. Ask Jesus. He wants to help us. Not just he wants to help us, he needs to help us. Without Jesus, we won't see the big picture. We won't understand why he's so central to God's plans. We won't understand why Christians go on about Jesus all the time. You might think that, oh, whenever I come to St. John's, they're always talking about Jesus. But you know, that's what Jesus says. He will open our minds so we see why he is important to everything he says. Okay, next slide. Worldwide witnessing. But what does that lead to? Jesus saying, God's plan has been fulfilled in me, but it's not finished. Okay? So far, this is what's happened. He's talking to the disciples and he says, well, so far, I've died. There we go. I've risen. But there's something else yet to happen. Oops. Try that again. Oh dear. Thank you, David. Can you help me with this? Obviously not having any joy with my blue tack this morning. Oh, brilliant. That's what we need. Always prepared, aren't you? That's your motto. Thank you. So Jesus says, I died. I've risen again. But something else is still to happen in the plan. What's the thing that's still got to happen in the plan? He has, but what does he say here? He says to the disciples, they've got a job to do. Oh, Sage, shout it out, shout. He is coming back, but before that, what's going to happen? Have a look in verses 46 and 47. What's got to happen before, you're absolutely right, he is coming back, but before he comes back, what's going to happen? Jacob? Brilliant. Okay, so all nations need to hear. You're absolutely right, he's coming back, but not everyone knows. And so the job is that all nations need to hear. That's why we've got a speech bubble. What do all nations need to hear? Have a look in verse 46-47. What do they need to hear? Jesus risen. And then what is the right response to a risen Jesus? Have a look, it's got a word there. You might not know what the word means, begins with R, but it means to turn back and go a different way. Yeah, repentance, brilliant, that's what this means. It means turn back and live Jesus' way. If Jesus has been raised from the dead, he's now God's king, then the rest of God's plan is that the whole world needs to hear about it. Now, who's been given this job? Who, have a, in our reading, who got given the job of witnessing to the whole world? Yeah, the disciples. Now, let's just think about those disciples. Would you have chosen them to tell the whole world? Think about them at the beginning. How were they at the beginning? What were they like at the beginning? Yeah, they weren't even convinced, were they? They were a bit scared. They didn't know. But let's just think what Jesus has done for them. What's Jesus done to help them be able to tell everyone? Yeah, so he's opened their minds to understand. What else did he do with the touching and the showing and all that? Yeah, so he showed them he's really real and he's really Jesus. He's opened their minds to understand what the Bible says. And what other thing does he promise them at the end of this reading? There's something else he promises them to help them. Because it's a massive job to tell all nations about Jesus. What's he promised them, Jacob? Yes, he's going to send them something God has promised to help them do this job, to tell all nations about Jesus. So they know who Jesus is. He's explained the Bible to them. They've now got to wait. And you're going to have to wait 2 weeks because we're going to do the end bit of this story in 2 weeks' time. So we'll find out in 2 weeks' time what the Father has promised them. I'm still a bit skeptical that these disciples are going to manage this job, but we'll wait and see what God has for them. So Jesus has fulfilled God's plan, but there's still more to do. I'm going to find out a bit more about that in 2 weeks. But what does it mean for us? Well, it tells us, doesn't it, that we need Jesus to help us understand the Bible. And it also tells us that either we're people who have heard the good news, we have heard from someone the good news, and if we haven't heard the good news, if you want to know who Jesus is, why not ask someone? Ask someone here at St. John's. If you've never heard, if you don't know, how does the Old Testament point to Jesus? Ask someone. If you think, why is Jesus the most important? Why do people say he's the only way to God? Ask someone. There are people here who are disciples of Jesus who would love to tell you why he is the one who fulfilled God's plans, why it is important that Jesus rose from the dead. If you're not sure, please do ask someone here. And if they don't know, they can come and ask Simon. It's fine. We do know the answer. But it does tell us, doesn't it? We need Jesus to open our minds to understand. And he will always help us with that. So ask him, pray to him. If you've read the Bible that's just been gobbledygook to you, pray and ask Jesus and he will help you and open your mind to understand. We're going to pray now, and I've got some helpers who are going to come and lead us in prayer.